Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the victims of the Chrysler tragedy have been remembered this afternoon, exactly 2 years after a devastating explosion happened at a shop and petrol station on the outskirts of the village. Five men have been arrested and charged with assaulting Gardaí in Donegal town at the weekend. Detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team have launched a murder investigation and made an arrest following the death of a man in Strabane. There are calls for autism spectrum disorder parking bays to be made available in Donegal. And a Donegal mother says she cannot grieve for her daughter until her murderer is brought to justice. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening with the Chrysler tragedy. The victims of that tragedy have been remembered this afternoon, exactly 2 years after a devastating explosion happened at a shop and petrol station on the outskirts of the village. It took the lives of 10 people. At a special meeting of Donegal County Council this afternoon, a minute's silence was held at 3:17, the exact time at which the tragedy occurred. At the same time, the bells of St Michael's Church in Chrysler rang 10 times in memory of Robert Garway and his daughter Shauna Flanagan Garway, Catherine O'Donnell and her son James Monaghan, Jessica Gallagher, Martin McGill, James O'Flaherty, Martina Martin, Hugh Kelly and Leona Harper. Those who lost loved ones in the tragedy are calling for a public inquiry into what happened. Well, Community Links Manager at the Chrysler Community Hub, Magella McFadden, says local people are doing their best to support those who are grieving.
We will have a prayer service end this evening at 7 p.m. and the Community Hub here in Chrysler will remain open throughout the day. It's just a place for people to drop in and have a cuppa, share memories and, you know, more than anything, just to get together as we have been trying to do over the past 2 years. It's just to keep strong and to remember those that we lost.
As we said, a number of the grieving families are calling for a public inquiry to determine what happened 2 years ago today. Well, the Justice Minister says they deserve answers. A number of investigations, including a comprehensive Garda probe, are ongoing. And Minister Helen McEntee says she does plan to meet with the relatives.
These families deserve to be listened to, they deserve to be heard, and above all, they deserve to get the answers. It's a really important question. What happened? How could this have happened to their families? How can we make sure that it never happens again and that nobody has to go through what they're going through? So I will meet with them. I look forward to meeting with them and obviously listening to them while at the same time respecting the process that's underway at the moment.
And just to repeat what Magella said in the piece there, a special prayer service does take place in Chrysler tonight at 7 o'clock, and the Community Hub in Chrysler remains open for people to meet and talk as they require. Five men have been arrested and charged with assaulting Gardaí in Donegal town. It follows disturbances outside a premises on Quay Street in the early hours of yesterday. With more, here's Aidan Delaney.
In a statement this afternoon, Gardaí confirmed they responded to reports of a disturbance outside a premises on Quay Street at around 2 o'clock on Sunday morning and were attacked. Additional Garda units arrived to provide assistance and incapacitant spray was used as part of what Gardaí describe as an escalated response to the public order incidents. Five men aged in their late teens to early 20s were arrested and charged. They'll appear before Donegal District Court on Wednesday the 6th of November. The Gardaí were not seriously injured and remained on duty until 7 a.m. Anyone with any information regarding the incident is asked to contact Gardaí in Donegal town on 074 97 40190.
Detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team have launched a full murder investigation and made an arrest following the death of a man in Strabane. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
In a statement this afternoon, Detective Inspector Hazel Miller confirms that police received a report just after 11:30 last night of an assault in the Victoria Road area of Ballymacorry. The victim passed away in the early hours of this morning. DI Miller continued, while the investigation is at an early stage, she can confirm that a 24-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the murder and he remains in custody at this time. Police remain at the scene and a number of road closures are in place. Detectives are appealing to anyone who was in the Victoria Road area last night between 6pm and midnight, or who may have captured CCTV, dash cam or mobile footage, to contact them or use the Crime Stoppers service.
Well, within the past hour, the PSNI have confirmed to us that the A5 has now reopened at its junction with Woodend Road, Strabane and Duncastle Road new buildings, and all the diversions on the A5 have now been lifted. A minute's silence was held at a meeting of Donegal County Council this afternoon as a mark of respect for a kayaker who's missing off the coast of Donegal. Searches have been continuing for Paul Buchanan from Remelton, who's been missing since leaving Maharagallan Pier in Goddor on Thursday evening. His kayak was recovered off Tory Island on Friday evening. The minute's silence was proposed this afternoon by Councillor Micheál Colum-Gadasbaig. Uisce Éireann says repairs to a burst water main in Ballybofey may cause supply disruptions to Glenfinn Road, Blue Cedars, Cushnafinia, Glenwaters and surrounding areas this evening. Works are scheduled to take place until 9 o'clock tonight. People are being advised to allow 3 to 4 hours after the estimated restoration time for their supplies to fully return. Meanwhile, Uisce Éireann have also been dealing with a burst water main in South Donegal. It's been affecting the area around Finner and Ballyshannon. It's expected that will be resolved within the next hour. Again, it may take some time for supplies to return to normal. There are calls for autism spectrum disorder parking bays to be made available in Donegal. ASD parking permits currently don't permit families with children with autism or additional needs to park in designated disabled parking bays. Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the Department for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth on the matter. Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly says having ASD allocated parking bays is vital, particularly within town centres, at schools and at hospitals.
I work very closely with the Autism Centre in Letterkenny and also with Springboard. And it has been brought to my attention by both groupings and also by families that has children that have been diagnosed with autism, that there is no parking base throughout Donegal for them to park in. And now we have our disability base, which doesn't allow for families with autism to park in, which I agree with. We need a separate bay for this. This has been rolled out in counties such as Limerick, Dublin, Carlow, Kildare, Meath, and also at the minute I believe that Cork County Council is looking for this as well. Now, there is a company there now, ASD Ireland, that is more than eager to roll out these parking bays free of charge. But from the information I've been given, they need a commitment or the go-ahead as such from Donegal County Council, and then they'll come and implement these bays. Now, it has been brought to my attention that there is certain private premises in the region of Inishowen that has these bays in place, you know, and that's fantastic. But listen, I've got a commitment here now today from Donegal County Council that they're going to engage with ASD Ireland and hopefully roll these out in the very near future.
And that was Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly there speaking to Michaela Clark in Lifford this afternoon. There's more from Councillor Kelly available on our website, highlandradio.com. A Donegal mother says she cannot grieve her daughter until her daughter's murderer is brought to justice. Andrea Branglin was told in September that the trial of the man accused of killing her daughter was expected to conclude 10 days from now. However, the presiding judge is now seeking another extension with a view to having the proceedings concluded later this month. Danielle McLaughlin, a native of Buncrana, was killed in Goa just a month after her 28th birthday. Vikat Bhagat was arrested and charged shortly after Danielle's body was discovered. However, his trial has faced numerous delays and adjournments since then. Ms. Brannigan says this was the first time she really felt hope that the end was in sight.
I got word on Thursday, Friday evening, late, that the judge was looking for an extension. It was Thursday evening, and she was looking for an extension on Friday. I don't know yet if it was granted because they're not finished yet. They are still doing, they're still questioning. It's like an investigator, so it'd be like a police, so they're still on the stand. So she's looking for an extension, so I'm hoping to find it this week if she got the extension. But she also wants it finished for the end of October.
This has been a long time going on for you and your family, and it's going to take an awful lot out of you if this is delayed again.
It's quite distressing because, like, I was built up with it the first time. Like, I really was really hopeful that it was going to end. I was finally going to be able to grieve for Danielle because I haven't really been able to grieve properly for her because you're always constantly looking for updates, chatting to embassy people, chatting to lawyers. You're literally always on the go, and thought it was fine with them double the grief, but it looks like it's been extended. It probably will be extended again. It's never ending for me, for us.
And Andrea, was I right in saying that you were planning on going over for this?
Yes, we had. We were planning to go over actually next week.
And how do things stand on that end now, whenever you still don't know?
We'll just wait and see. We still want to go over to go. I'd like to see where she was found. I would like to see what she's seen in the country, in the place. She thought it was beautiful, but to me it doesn't feel that way, like I've never been.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for the championship with all your training and matchday essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 14 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with international football. Kevin Kelleher looks set to be fit for the Republic of Ireland's Nations League fixture away to Finland. The goalkeeper missed Liverpool's one at Crystal Palace on Saturday due to illness, which saw Václav Joris replace the injured Alisson. But Kelleher trained with his international teammates today at Abbottstown. Troy Parrott and Adam Ida were not involved, having played for their clubs yesterday. Last week, manager Heimir Hallgrímsson claimed he picked this latest squad with an eye on next year's World Cup qualifiers. But his assistant John O'Shea insists they still want results this week.
We need to get a competitive, settled squad, but also knowing that, right, there's an option there to take it. Can you take it as well? It's that balance that needs to be struck over the next couple of games in particular. But obviously then when you see the draw, that you know that you have a healthy, competitive squad. And I think that will always lead to us being very competitive in the qualifying.
Scotland manager Steve Clarke has been handed another injury blow ahead of the Nations League matches against Croatia and Portugal. Celtic defender Craig Taylor will miss the double header after picking up a calf injury last week. Clarke was already without 10 players through injury before confirmation of Taylor's absence. Manchester City have won a potentially crucial legal fight with the Premier League. Earlier this year, two sponsorship deals from companies associated with City's owners were blocked by the Premier League. An independent panel of three retired judges has found that ruling unlawful and found that City can pursue compensation as a result. This ruling is not related to the hearing into City's 115 alleged breaches of the league's financial rules. Aston Villa striker John Duran has signed a new contract at Villa Park until 2030. Duran's had an impressive start to the season, scoring six goals in all competitions. The Colombian joined the club in January 2023 from Chicago Fire. On to Gaelic Games, celebrations will be continuing in the parish of Termon today following their double success at the O'Donnell Park yesterday. Their 6.1 over Neve Columba gave them the Intermediate A title and also secured a return to senior championship football. Andy McCormick scored 3 points yesterday.
I suppose I'm one of the veterans and I'm only 26. It's a great thing to be able to say that, to be honest. We have such a young team and you know, everybody's stepping up to the plate. Whether they're only coming out of minors or not, they're all training with us. And there's a great togetherness in the club here at the minute. You know, everybody's pulling behind each other with the clubhouse, everything. It's a great club to be a part of at the minute, Oisin.
Termon also took the Intermediate B title with a 2.1 over Burt, and there's reaction pieces from both victories for Termon available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And you can also recap on championship wins as well over the weekend for Neve Padraic, Eiscahain and St Mary's Convoy. And there will be more championship chat tonight with Brendan Devaney and Pádraig Holford as they take the DEL debate on the road to Dunloe GAA Club. They're contesting a first Donegal senior final in 60 years. They, of course, play St Eunan's in this year's decider next Sunday. Among the guests tonight at the Rosses Park Clubhouse will be Tony Boyle, Raymond Sweeney, Colin Dunn and Brendan Kilcoyne. That DL debate starts, as always, after the 7 o'clock news. While in cricket, helped by a knock-off 88 from captain Paul Sterling, Ireland have set South Africa a target for victory of 285 in their third one-day international in Abu Dhabi. South Africa, however, have already guaranteed the Series 1, having won the opening two matches. And that's your sport, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Donegal property prices have risen by €15,000 in the first quarter of 2024. According to myhome.ie's latest survey, the median asking price for a property in the county is now €230,000, up over €30,000 in the past 12 months. The surge in price is due, they say, to demand. And Joanne Geary, Managing Director of MyHome.ie, believes that demand is being exacerbated by the defective block crisis in Donegal.
I think the main demand drivers in the property market right now are pay growth running at 5.6% and also population increases. There's an extra 200,000 people living in the country in the last 2 years alone. So those two very significant demand drivers with a marketplace that we're in where we have constrained supply is going to mean that there's likely further asking price increases on the horizon.
And I suppose when people hear that in Donegal, they would also be taking into account the defective blocks crisis, because that is putting another element of extra pressure on demand here.
I mean, that is one very significant factor that's impacting on the supply and also impacting on the trading stock that will trade in your marketplace. So actually, you know, when I look at the property prices in Donegal, that certainly does seem to be a very significant factor. Because if I look at what's happening in Donegal with over €30,000 of price increases in the last year, that is by far and away a lot more significant than other counties and certainly some of your neighbouring counties, albeit the general trend line all across the country are price increases, but not to the same extent as we're seeing in Donegal. And there's no doubt that the defective blocks is having an impact there.
Joanne Geary of MyHome.ie speaking there to Donna Marie Doherty. The Housing First scheme has come in for heavy criticism at today's special housing meeting in Lifford. The scheme provides what they describe as a comprehensive and holistic approach to addressing homelessness for people experiencing mental health, physical health, substance misuse and social behavioural and other challenges. Well, Councillor Patrick McGowan, however, says the scheme is a disaster. He says there appears to be a complete lack of regard as to where people are being housed. He says as recently as last weekend, the Garda Armed Response Unit was deployed to an incident in one area where he says he's been highlighting problems for years.
This has gone on for maybe a couple of years. Nothing has happened. It's actually got worse. Whoever's responsible for it, basically what happens is they hand over the responsibility to, say, the residents or the armed response unit within the Gardaí who were in this particular incident we were out last weekend. They're out all the time. Gardaí, drugs. This is in a situation where it's set among elderly residents. They're tortured 24/7. Never lets up.
And finally, there are renewed calls for more driving testers to be employed in Donegal. Over 1,600 learner drivers in the county are facing long waits for tests. Councillor Jerry McMonagall has expressed concern over the lengthy waiting times being faced. There are currently 9,500 learner drivers in the county. Despite the high demand, only 580 individuals are set to take their tests this year. Councillor McMonagall says there is a financial burden that these extended waiting periods is placing on young people.
Some of them have been given 4 months of a time frame before they'd be invited to sit their test. And then, as you say, when they look in the portal, that's extended maybe another month or 6 weeks, and they don't know what's happening. They're obviously out extra expense. And if they're travelling too, if they're lucky enough that there's a bus service that gets them to their work or their education centre at the times that they need to be there. So, look, what I can't understand is that in June last year that the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, was approving a plan to do away with this continual application process for learner drivers, that they would continue with their learner driver until their test, instead of looking at the problem, which is the lack of testers, obviously. We haven't got enough. The demand is such that the testers are there to meet it and are able to meet that demand. So rather than target the license holders, I thought he should have been investing in more testers to allow these young people an opportunity either to get to their work or to get to their place of education.
This evening we'll see a mix of dry spells and scattered showers, some of them heavy in a light to moderate south to southeast wind. Clear spells and isolated showers early tonight, but overnight it'll become cloudy with a chance of some rain. Lowest overnight temperatures 8 to 11 degrees Celsius. main stories in brief. The victims of the Creaslet tragedy have been remembered this afternoon, exactly 2 years after a devastating explosion at a shop and petrol station on the outskirts of the village. 10 people lost their lives. Justice Minister, meanwhile, says those who were killed in the tragedy do deserve answers, and she will meet with families who are calling for a public inquiry. 5 men have been arrested and charged with assaulting Gardaí in Donegal town. It follows disturbances outside a premises on Key Street in the early hours of yesterday morning. Detectives from the PSNI's major investigation team have launched a murder investigation and made an arrest following the death of a man on the Victoria Road, Ballymacorry, outside Strabane. The A5 was closed between Strabane and New Buildings for much of today. It has now reopened and all diversions have been lifted. And there are calls for autism spectrum disorder parking bays to be made available in Donegal. ASD permits don't permit families with children with autism or additional needs to park in designated disabled bays. Donegal County Council is to write to government on the matter. We're back with headlines again at 6. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 7th of October. The death has taken place of Hugh McFadden, Green Lane, Remelton, reposing at his daughter Mary McFadden's residence at Rectory Road, Remelton, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Thomas Joseph, late of Mullinbawn, Muff. Funeral service in Knowhead Presbyterian Church on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Muff Parish Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Knowhead Presbyterian Church, care of Alex Joseph, 87 Caw Hill. Visitors welcome to Adair and Neely Funeral Home tomorrow evening between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. The death has taken place of John Collins, Mallon Road, Moville. John's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Station Road, Carndonagh, at 7 o'clock this evening, going to his home. Reposing from 7:30 until 10 o'clock tonight, and again from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. The family home is private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Barney McNulty, 14, St Michael's Terrace, Creasla, formerly of Faymore, Creasla. His remains will repose at his nephew John McNulty's residence at Kilmaclue, Creasla, from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Graveyard. The Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Rhoda Buchanan, née Hunter, Socker, Trenta, Church Hill. Rhoda's remains will repose at her late residence tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Wednesday for service in Trenta Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Susan Padmore, née O'Reilly, 55, The Park, Ballybuffet, formerly of Derry. Reposing at her home in Ballybuffet tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Long Tower, Derry, on Wednesday morning at 10. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Liam McCloskey, R. Kirahan, Kiltoy, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late home until rosary tonight at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in St. Columbus Church Cemetery, Drumahull. Family fires only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Edna Sweeney, née McEnany, 39 Ardnalee Park, Strabane, formerly of Dleeb, Sion Mills, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Millmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Anthony Tony Toy, 14, The Grange, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight with rosary at 9. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on stunanscathedral.ie. Family time, please, before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Eileen Fletcher, 11, Clunwira, Buncrana, reposing at her home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny Hospital, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Madge McBride, Maggie Dan, Brinlack, reposing at her late residence with rosary at 8 o'clock. The funeral mass will take place in St. Colum Kills Church, Knockfalla, at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, after the rosary tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice. The funeral mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place at his home of Francis Frank Harrigan, Drung, Quigley's Point, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by interment in Drung Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on stcolumbusdrung.net. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.